Hi, neighbors. It's me, MK. Before we start this episode, I'd like to take a second to introduce you to another podcast, Stories of Your and Yours.
Do you love a good story? If you do, check out Stories of Your and Yours. I'm Sean Ennis, and each week on Stories of Your and Yours, I narrate a classic short story, adding music and sound effects to bring those stories new life. The back catalog features stories by the likes of Edgar Allan Poe, Kurt Vonnegut, Rudyard Kipling, Mark Twain, Ray Bradbury, and many more. And in addition to classic short stories, I feature original stories by you, the listener. So if you do love a good story, give Stories of Your, that's Y-O-R-E, and Yours, that's Y-O-U-R-S, a listen today. And visit the show at SYY Podcast on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to submit your own stories, requests for classic short stories, or just to say hi. That's Stories of Your and Yours, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, on with the show.
Hi, Megan MK. This is your mother's neighbor, the one who lives in the Dearborn's house now. We've met once or twice, I think. Anyway, you can call me V.
The podcast you are about to hear is purely pretend. The stories shared are fictional and voiced by listeners like you. But if you or someone you know is in need of real care or assistance, please seek help from people who actually know what they are talking about. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to Dear Murder Street, where my sister and I give you advice on all things paranormal and true crime. We are your hosts, the Carroll Sisters. I'm Meg.
And I'm MK. So Meg knows a lot about things that don't exist.
Okay.
Monsters, ghosts, demons, fairies.
And MK knows how to be mean to me.
Yeah. Okay. Really though. Let's explain why we're qualified to host a paranormal and true crime advice show.
Right. Okay. So we grew up in the 90s on a street where something truly evil went down. A murder street of local legend.
And we lived next door to the murder house.
Right. So in 1977, 13 years before our parents even moved there, John Dearborn murdered his entire immediate family, and then he just disappeared.
Until 26 years later, in 2003, when he was finally caught.
And we were there, because John Dearborn had been hiding next door, in the murder house.
In the walls.
For all those years.
So we grew up with a secret neighbor.
He was a murderer.
And ever since then, ever since our childhood on Murder Street, we've been sort of drawn to other weird and creepy shit.
Or that weird and creepy shit is drawn to us, which means that over the years, we've found ourselves advising people in the middle of dangerous, extraordinary, unbelievable sorts of situations.
And now, we are here to help listeners like you.
Hi, Megan MK. This is your mother's neighbor, the one who lives in the Dearborn's house now. We've met once or twice, I think. Anyway, you can call me V, I guess. I just wanted to thank you guys for asking your fans to, you know, keep their distance from my house. Your mom didn't have to call and tell you to do that, but it was really nice all the same, and it has made a difference. Less people are knocking on my door now and asking to come inside, which was weird, although, you know, I get it. I'm actually listening to the show, too, and I understand why they're curious, because I'm curious. I obviously knew the house's history before I moved in here. It's completely embarrassing to admit, but it sort of, I don't know, just appealed to me in a morbid sense. Maybe you guys get that, because, well, you know, Dear Murder Street probably wouldn't exist if you didn't. So, thanks again for talking down your fans. People still kind of lurk around the house a bit, but there's this one woman. I'm pretty sure she doesn't live around here, even though I've never seen her get out of a car or anything. She mostly just watches the house. Her head always seems to be, I don't know, kind of cocked to the side, like maybe she's looking or listening for something. And every time I see her, she's wearing the same boots. Cowboy boots? They look like snakeskin, I think, and they always stand out to me, I guess, because, you know, I wish I could pull off that sort of thing. Sorry, leaving messages always makes me nervous, and I never know when to stop talking, but I am really enjoying the show, though, if that wasn't clear already. It was crazy to finally hear Adam's voice, and he's right, I think, about how it's a good thing that you're trying to help people. You know, no woman is an island, or man, or no man or woman is an island, and all that. All right, I'm going to stop talking now. Bye, guys.
Hey, neighbor. Mom's neighbor.
V.
Yes, V.
Hi, V.
Hey, V.
Yeah. It's good to hear from you.
It's so good to hear from you, and love that you're loving the show.
Yeah, that's a surprise. Thank you so much for listening.
But maybe not so much of a surprise.
Oh, yeah.
It seems like, don't worry about it. Like, having a morbid curiosity about things, completely normal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, do you know how many people listen to our podcast, listen to true crime podcasts, listen to, like, weird ghost stories all the time? Like, that's normal now.
It's not so much stigmatized anymore. Nah. So I think, like, yeah, I'm sure some people might judge you for moving into a murder house.
Those
people are not us, and they are not our fans.
No.
They are not
our
neighbor, our podcast neighbors. So no,
they're not welcome in this neighborhood.
No.
Okay. So you just keep, you know, keep on keeping on.
Uh-huh.
Keep on being yourself. Fans. Thank you for listening to us.
Yeah, thanks for giving her some space and some privacy.
She deserves it.
Snake Boots.
Hmm.
We hope you're listening.
Yeah.
Maybe just go do something else. You don't have to lurk around the house all the time.
No need to lurk around the murder house. You know? Give V and the murder house some space. And V,
maybe try some snakeskin boots.
Yeah.
Yeah, you say that you couldn't pull them off, but you don't know.
You could pull it off.
Yeah, I think she could pull them off.
As you said, we met.
We've met.
You could totally pull off snakeskin boots.
I think you really could.
You know what? If you feel a little saucy.
A little snaky.
A little snaky. A little sneaky snaky. Go and get some snakeskin boots.
Sneaky snaky.
Yeah. So we'll be back. You know, we'll be around Murder Street. So next time we're visiting our mom, like, hit us up. Please.
Let's hang out.
Yeah. We get a drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have a good time.
Have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
We'll talk murder.
We'll talk murder and
probably ghosts and stuff.
I'll ask you, have you ever seen
John
Thomas?
I'm sure Meg has a million questions.
All the questions, V. All the questions.
Okay. Well, so, I guess that's about it.
Yeah.
And as for you listeners, dear neighbors.
Dearest neighbors.
Yeah. Please rate and review us wherever you're listening.
Yeah.
This helps other people find the show. The more people who find the show, the more people we can help with their paranormal and true crime problem.
Yep. And, you know, follow us at Murder Street Pod on Twitter and Instagram. And you can always find us on Facebook as well. Don't forget to just email us, too, if you have to, at dearmurderstreet@gmail.com.
Okay. So thanks for listening.
Yeah. We miss you.
Yeah, we do. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Thanks, V. This episode of Dear Murder Street was written and produced by us, the Carroll Sisters. If you enjoyed this episode, check out our website, dearmurderstreet.com, or you can follow us on Twitter at Murder Street Pod, or find Dear Murder Street on Facebook.
The disclaimer at the start of the episode is voiced by our lovely mom. Her name is Mary.
And she's a star.
Yes, no question.
And our music was written and performed by our very talented friend, the artist and composer, Afro-musician, Arij Bilal.
If you'd like to listen to more of her awesome music, check out soundcloud.com/Arij Bilal. That's soundcloud.com/ARIG-BILAL.
And V is voiced by Jessica Lynn Sushan, a dear friend and very talented poet. Hi to Josh and Gracie. So, if you are interested in playing along and pretending with us, there are three ways you can do that.
First, you can call in, leave a voicemail for Dear Murder Street at 845-418-6681.
Or, if you'd rather not hear your voice on the podcast, just write in. Send an email to dearmurderstreet@gmail.com.
And finally, if you want to hear your voice but would rather not use your own words, send an email to dearmurderstreet@gmail.com. And maybe we'll send you a letter written by one of us or another fan, a letter which you could read for the show by calling or leaving a voicemail at 845-418-6681.
And by the way, like, that was a lot of information, but
it was.
It's all available on our website, dearmurderstreet.com. Also, if you have advice for any characters, you know, leave a voicemail, write in, or reach out to us on Twitter at Murder Street Pod or on Facebook.
By calling or writing in, you consent to the use of your voice and or words on the podcast and surrender the rights to any characters or storylines to us, the Carroll Sisters. Whichever stories most scare us, most intrigue us, most entertain us, those are the ones we will choose.
And we can't make any guarantees that you'll have a spot on the show, But really, like, who knows? Maybe you'll create a character people will love.
Or fear.
Or love to hate and fear.
Perhaps your advice will influence a character's decisions and actions in future episodes. In addition, don't forget to subscribe and please like and review us on Apple Podcasts. This will help other people find the show. The more fans we have, the bigger and stranger and more wild this podcast will be.
So, until next time, it's been fun. This show wouldn't be possible without our fans, our friends, our family, your support, your imagination, your very own voices. They are the lifeblood of Dear Murder Street.
Yeah.
So thanks for playing.